What do you mean for clothes?
Right.
Or do you mean like what?
Yeah, the
knit
stuff for the clothes.
Things like that.
Okay.
What?
Okay, the stuff that, just the stuff that, like when they shear the sheep, they say they're getting off
their hair, their fur.
Yeah, there's another name for it. Their wool.
Wool! Right! Oh, shoot. I should have bought it a long time ago.
The kind of animal that people keep for the pork is called a
pig.
Okay, or another name might be
hog.
Would the hog, do you use those just the same, completely the same, or is
a hog sounds, a pig would seem like, well, I don't know. A hog would
sound. How about a little one? Let's say a baby one. Would you call that a pig or a hog?
A pig.
Okay.
A hog sounds like something different altogether. Big old monster.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's interesting to me. You have a lot of the same ideas about things I do. You know what you call a male hog?
No, hog, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, have you ever heard of a boar?
Uh-huh. I've heard of one. Okay. Is that a male hog?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
That's
okay.
What some people... I thought a boar... to me, a boar was just wild, but...
A boar sounds to me like one of those things on their...
Yeah.
One of those horns sticking out of their head.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Some hogs, male hogs, do
have those.
Have
those
right?
Things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I never really realized that was a male
and
hog.
They have a name for those things, too.
Hmm.
That's one of the questions.
I don't know that.
Well, it's the same name as what elephants have. You know what elephants have?
Tusk.
Yeah. It's the same hogs have the same.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't in the right order, but I'll answer that. It came up, so I asked it. And we were talking about before, about like you're talking about doing things to horses and they'd be gelding and all that. When you have an animal, like, let's say if it was a dog, you had a male dog,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't want him to be able to reproduce,
mm-hmm.
what would you call what they do to him?
What would you do to a male dog? Darn. I don't know. What they call it. For a female, they spay them.
They spay them, right. Uh-huh.
But I don't know what they do to a boy dog.
They might call it, well, this is if you've ever heard it call anything like this, neutered or altered.
No.
Castrated.
No.
Worked on.
No.
I haven't worked on. Okay. So have you ever heard of a, this is okay, after a hog has been altered or castrated or whatever they call it, have you ever heard the word barra?
No.
Okay, have you ever, I know the one you might know, a female hog.
No.
I see if you know the word sow.
Right. Yeah, I've heard it.
Okay,
sow.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you probably had...
Sow, yeah.
I have. That you would have. Have you ever heard of a shote?
No.
That's a young female, which I wouldn't have known either, but I would have known sow, I guess. But and a hairbrush, the things that you...
Bristles?
Yeah. Now, wooden things that you feed hogs in would be called...
Pins.
Okay, and then there's a feeder that they stick the food in would be a trough. Well, water, you can have water in this too. Trough, do you know that word?
No, I didn't ask what they called it.
But have you ever heard the word trough?
Yeah, but I've never heard it that way.
Okay, have you heard it? What would you call it?
I don't know, let me think. Well, I've heard of a water trough, but I didn't ask what it, I've heard of it said like that, but I know it meant to feed.
Oh,
something
okay.
Out of
it. But you knew the word.
Yeah.
Okay. And if there were several of them, you'd say there were three or four.
Troughs.
You know a name for a hog that's that's grown up wild?
Probably boar, wouldn't it be?
Okay. Now, a noise that a calf makes when it's sort of like crying for its mother, you say that the calf began to...
Cry?
Yeah. Sure. Cry is one of the things. You ever heard the word ball talking about a cat?
No.
Now